Sid Russell has a real claim to fame. Alan, what is it?
Well, he was the last to leave the Emden after the battle, and he had also taken a big part in the battle and many of the things that he did, and he documented them. And, of course, right at the end of the battle, during the evacuation of the Emden, Sid had quite a big part in that too.
Let's jump back a bit to what we know about Sid and his role in the battle, because as I said, he was a gun layer, and the cry went out that that there was something doing. The captain had ordered speed. There was something doing. What happened after that?
Well, obviously, they all went and had their breakfast first, and then Captain Glossop addressed them because they had a whole lot of young lads on the Sydney. They had been in training, and then...
So they weren't battle-hardened?
No. And so they went off, steaming off to the Keeling Islands, and before they... got within range, the Emden spotted them and fired on them. And so the Sydney fired back, but Sid says that they missed with the first few shots, and Rahilly, the man in charge, he told them exactly what he thought of their firing. But what happened then, the Emden actually struck the Sydney a couple of times. They took out their range finder and the rear range finder, and so that made things difficult. But Captain Glossop, he knew what he was about. He was able to drive the ship into full steam ahead, and they worked out a method where they could, with Sid's guns, they were able to fire and receive a range, and eventually the order was given for all guns to for individual fire.
Once they'd worked out the range.
Yes, once they worked
out
the
range. Now, that must have been doubly tricky, because the range of the Emden, the guns on the Emden had a greater range than those on the Sydney. So for the Sydney to be able to hit the Emden, it had to be...
Yes, well, I can imagine that this is why they went front on. There's less area for them to hit. And there would have been some pretty smart work going on in there. And I think all of those who were operating there, they were pretty well on the ball there.
Now, after the Emden had been mortally damaged, its commander, Von Mueller, ran the Emden aground on North Keeling Island.
Yes.
What happened then?
Well, first of all, they saw another ship on the horizon, and they sent the steamer off to investigate that. And Sid was a coxswain in that, and it turned out to be a British ship that the Emden had captured. It was a collier, had 600 tons of good Welsh coal on it. And but by the time they got there, all the cocks had been damaged and the boat was taking on water. But Sid and his men captured the crew, the Germans and coolies, put them on the boats from the Burresque and towed them back to the Sydney.
Yeah.
And, of course, in the process, the Sydney came along and fired a shot over them and hit the Burresque. That's pretty good shooting. And they sunk it. So then they went back, and when they got back to the Emden, they then had to find out if Von Müller actually had surrendered, because he hadn't run up his surrender flag. And so they sent messages. They sent a couple messages, and there was no response. So, and I believe I've read somewhere that the captured sailors or men that came from the Bureau, they said he would never surrender. So that more or less gave Captain Glossop no option but to give them another salvo. And, of course, then quickly the
Embin sheet ran up the white flag.
Yeah.
So that then gave Glossop and his men approval, if you like, to or safe for them to go aboard the Embin.
Yes, well, they negotiated first of all, and Captain von Müller, he promised that in the procedure they would do nothing to interfere with the Sydney if they were rescued and so forth, and they gave a promise that they would basically behave themselves and be like prisoners.
Alan Zweck is our guest this morning. He's from Lake Grace, and we're talking about not only HMAS Sydney, but he's one of his forebears, Sid Russell, who is part of the an early member of the family. And Sid Russell was aboard the Sydney when it attacked the Embin off the North Keeling Island on November 9th, 1914, after sailing from Albany. Now, Sid was part of the party that went aboard the Embin to take prisoners. What happened?
Yes, Sid's job was he would, as the boats came in, the long boats came in to take the prisoners off, he would tie them up at the bow of the Embin and he would help load them and then he would cast them off. And there came a time when there was not much happening, so Sid went amidships, had a wander around
the
boat.
Went for an explore.
Yes. And he looked down this big hole and there were 40 or 50 bodies down there. And Sid was aghast and he looked at them and he saw one move. So he went and told Captain von Müller. Von Müller gave him a couple seamen. They got some morphia. They stretchered this man out. And when he got back to the Sydney, Sid used to visit him while he was being hospitalised on the Sydney, and in fact, when he recovered and went back to his home country, Sid actually corresponded to this man. It's quite remarkable.
What's the word? Very gentlemanly.
Very.
It's the depths of war, but there was human compassion there.
Yes. Interesting. Yes, it is. Yes.